Yashodanandana Vrjanaranda Yauna Tira Vanachari Radhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Vrjanaradhari Yashodanandana Vrjanaranda Yashodanandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol
Narayanam namaskrityam Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tado jayam udirai Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtik वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 38 थ्रू 43 राइट 38 थ्रू 42 दे डोंट हैव अ पर्पट एंड ओनली 43 has a purport. So the text on the board is 43. We will chant that verse first, then we will catch up with the other verses. I have a hard time reading, so I'll use this one better for me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Antum udyamaiha tam sarva bhutatma bhutam prashantam samadarshanam bhagavat tejasas prishtam nashakno dhantum udyamai tam sarva bhutatma bhutam प्रशांतं समदर्शनं भगवत्तेजसस्पृष्टं नाशक्नोद्धन्तुम् उद्यमये तं सर्वभूतात्मभूतं प्रशांतं समदर्शनं भगवत्तेजसस्पृष्टं नाशक्नो धन्तुम् उद्यमये तं सर्वभूतात्मभूतं प्रशान्तं समदर्शनम् नाशक्नो धन्तुम् उद्यमये तं सर्वभूतात्मभूतं प्रशान्तं समदर्शनं भगवत्तेजसस्पृष्टं नाशक्नो धन्तुमुद्यमये तं सर्वभूतात्मभूतं प्रशान्तं समदर्शनं भगवत् तेजसस्पृष्टं नाशक्नो धन्तुमुद्यमये तं सर्वभूतात्मभूतं प्रशान्तं समदर्शनं भगवत् तेजसस्पृष्टं नाशक्नो धन्तुमुद्यमये तं हिम सर्वभूतात्मभूतं द सोल इन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटी एक्सेट्रा समदर्शनम इक्वल टू एवरीवन भगवत् तेजस विद द पावर ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड Sprishtam, protected. Na, not. Asaknot, was able. Hantum to kill. Udyamai by great attempts and various weapons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord, the super soul of all living entities, is sober. Devotee Prahalad was protected by the Lord's potency. Hiranyakashipu was unable to kill him, in spite of endeavoring to do so in various ways. He is equally situated in the core of everyone's heart. Thus, he cannot be envious of anyone or friendly to anyone. For him, everyone is the same. Although he is sometimes seen to punish someone, this is exactly like a father's punishing his child for the child's welfare. The Supreme Lord's punishment is also a manifestation of the Lord's equality. Therefore, the Lord is described as Prashantam Samadarshanam. Although the Lord has to execute His will properly, He is equipoised in all circumstances. He is equally disposed towards everyone. Samayam dadati sopadantikam vanchakalpacharubhyasya kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam. So I'll first read the earlier verses translation where we left off yesterday. So we read 37 yesterday, right? Okay, just to recap, read 37 onwards. Although these four great sages were older than Brahma's other sons like Marichi, so the four Kumaras, they appeared like small naked children, only 5 or 6 years old. When Jaya and Vijaya saw them trying to enter Vaikuntha Loka, these two gatekeepers, thinking them ordinary children, forbade them to enter. So we read this yesterday, 37. 38 now the pastime unfolds. Thus checked by the doorkeepers Jaya and Vijay, Sanandana and the other great sages were angrily cursed, very angrily cursed them. You foolish doorkeeper to the material world and take your birth in a family of most sinful asuras. This is text 38. Now continuing, while Jaya and Vijay, thus cursed by the sages, were falling to the material world, they were addressed as follows by the same sages, who were very kind to them. O doorkeepers, after 3 births, you will be able to return to your positions in Vaikuntha, for then the duration of the curse will have ended. Text 40. These two associates of the Lord, Jay and Vijay, later descended to the material world, taking birth as the 2 sons of Dithi, Hiranyakashipu being the elder and Hiranyaksha the younger. They were very much respected by the Daityas and the Danavas, demoniac species. Text 41. Appearing as Narsingadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari killed Hiranyakashipu. When the Lord delivered the planet Earth, which had fallen to the Garbhodaka ocean, Hiranyaksha tried to hinder him, and then the Lord, as Varaha, killed Hiranyaksha. Desiring to kill his son, Prahalad, text 42, who was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu tortured him in many ways. And then today, the Lord, the super soul of all living entities, is sober, peaceful, and equal to everyone. Since the great devotee, Prahalad, was protected by the Lord's potency, Hiranyakashipu was unable to kill him, in spite of endeavoring to do so in various ways. Hare Krishna. The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. That's the title of the chapter. And at the beginning of the chapter, Maharaj Parikshit is asking a question to Sukadeva Goswami. He somehow seems to understand that the Supreme Lord, he took the sides of the demigods, Indra, and he killed the demons. And so he is asking, I thought the Supreme Lord was impartial, he was equal to everyone. But how could he, take the sides of Indra and kill the demons? And he understands, well, this may be some misconception or misunderstanding I have, but you please kindly help me reconcile or understand this properly. So that's the question this chapter begins with. And then Sukadeva Goswami, he begins to respond, and again he explains that actually the Supreme Lord, he is beyond the three modes of material nature. He is not affected by anybody's envious attitude towards him, or even, favorable attitude towards him in a way. However, the conditioned soul, he is affected, he or she, conditioned soul is affected by such attitude of other personalities. But the Supreme Lord, he's not. He is full within himself. So in a way, he doesn't need anybody to worship him, anybody to, criticize him. Like Prabhupada explains many times, we are engaging in devotional service, it is for our benefit. And it's not the Supreme Lord. He doesn't need to be worshipped in a way. He doesn't have the need to be worshipped. He is full in himself. So there are many, many verses that describing how the Supreme Lord, he is actually, impartial. He's equal to everyone. And then Sukadeva Goswami, in answering that question, he said that a similar question was asked way back by Maharaj Yudhishthira. When in the Rajasuya Yajna, Sishupal, he offended him for the umpteenth time. Lord Krishna, he beheaded him with the Sudarshan Chakra. But then, after Sishupal was beheaded, his soul, it entered into the body of Krishna. And so Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was like Maharaj Parikshit is seemingly bewildered. Maharaj Yudhishthira was asking, well, how is this happening? Sishupal, he was so envious of Krishna. How is he attaining? How is he entering into the body of, Krishna? Because I've heard that kings like Vena, who are very demoniac, they go to the hellish realm. But how is this Sishupal entering, merging into the body of Krishna? So that's his question. And then so we are reading that section, the entire section. And then the essence of that section, which we just finished, is Narada Muni is saying, our Supreme Lord is so great that however, if somebody is absorbed in him, if somebody is absorbed in him, and then he gives examples that gopis by their lusty desires, Kamsa by his fear, Shishupal by his envy, and Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj by their affection, the Pandavas by their affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by devotional service, we can all attain Krishna. Like that. So that's, there was a section there. So the essence of that section is Krishna, somehow or the other, if one remembers Krishna, although we are advised to remember him favorably by Rupa Goswami, but somehow or the other, if one remembers Krishna, even out of fear or envy, he's absorbed in Krishna's remembrance. He's in a way following the mother of all rules of the Vedic injunction. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. So that absorption Narada Muni, he compares that absorption in a way is even higher than, he says, like devotional service, you know, the mixed devotional service platform that we are on, because the mixed devotional platform is intermittent. It's sometimes on, sometimes off. So we are not 100% absorbed in the remembrance of Krishna. But these personalities, Shishupal and Dantavakra, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, for example, they are 100% absorbed in Krishna. And as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains earlier in one of the purports, I mean, Shishupal, so there is, these are exceptions. He says, only Shishupal, but for Shishupal, nobody else, you know, who, you know, attains this destination. So now, anyway, this section is very, very beautiful. And it is, in a way, we are getting ready for Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu's Leela in the seventh canto. But there is another pastime which is being referred to here, is in the cursing of Jay and Vijay. And if you really, you know, want to, if you're really interested, I would encourage you to read third canto, chapter 15 and 16. There's the details of how this comes about. And then there is one verse, as I was reading, 3:15, 36. The third canto here, where somebody can, I can go back and search here. Third canto. Just confirming what we are reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam here, in this section. So as they are being cursed by the four Kumaras, let's look at what the 3:15:36. So this is, so what has happened is, like as we are hearing here, the four Kumaras have crossed the six gates of Vaikuntha, and they are the seventh gate, and then they are checked. And then Prabhupada writes in these purports, I mean, they are like, in a way, they are like children, as we also read today. They are actually the oldest of personalities. They are the firstborn sons of Brahma. But then, somehow they receive a benediction that they will, their form will always will be like childlike, children-like. And then Prabhupada explains in many of the purports that children typically, in a way, they are not barred from entering anywhere. In a way, they can go anywhere, they can come out anywhere. Like even, for example, not to digress here, but even, you know, the Rasa Leela pastimes, the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the boys and the girls that had access to such pastimes were those boys and girls that were very young, like Kaumara age, Kaumara and, you know, Kaumari age. I mean, because they don't, they're eternally perfected souls, but I'm just saying, they are innocent children. And so they are not checked, you know, they can just go anywhere, they can come out of anywhere. So these four Kumaras were like in that mood, you know, just crossing every gate, and then all of a sudden they come, you know, they become angry. You know, how dare you check us? So that's also Prabhupada explains. And in that long section, Prabhupada again and again, he, you know, sort of takes the side of the four Kumaras. Again and again, he explains that how the liberated persons, you know, there is a place for anger. You know, it's not like that there is no place for anger. You know, the liberated persons, they get angry. They were saying, Prabhupada explains, that their anger was because they actually wanted to see Krishna. They wanted to see the Supreme Lord. And so that was checked. So Prabhupada takes their side and he says that their anger is justified, so on and so forth like that. Anyway, and so these personalities are cursed, and then as they are cursed, so they are asking for a benediction, Jay and Vijay. This is 3:15:36. After being cursed by the sages, the doorman said, "It is quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you, but We pray due to your compassion at our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not come upon us as we progressively go downwards. This is the benediction that they are asking. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport, to a devotee, any heavy punishment is tolerable, but the one which affects forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord, the doormen who were also devotees could understand the punishment meted out to them, for they were conscious of the great offense they had committed. Like that. Then Prabhupada writes, in the lowest species of life, including the animal species, forgetfulness of the Lord is very prominent. The doormen were aware that they were going to the criminal department of the material world, and they expected that they might go to the lowest species and forget the Supreme Lord. They prayed, therefore, that this might not happen in the lives they were going to accept because of the curse. So anyway, I'm just sort of putting all these things together. So as we have already seen, Jai and Vijay are obviously not some ordinary personalities. They are, you know, residents of Vaikuntha. And as we hear from scripture, residents of Vaikuntha, I mean, they don't fall down. Prabhupada writes, Krishna himself says, there is no more, you know, birth that deceases in old age, unless it is for the plan of the Lord. And Prabhupada explains in the purports how the Supreme Lord has a desire to fight. So who will fight him? Who can fight the Supreme Lord? So there has to be somebody of his own, amongst his own, that they can give him a fight. So the Supreme Lord's doorman, Jai and Vijay, they are playing that pastime. They are playing that role in this pastime of the Lord, desiring to fight. Anyway, there are more intricate details to this pastime. But just keeping it simple, once what happens is, something very similar happens actually. Where one time the Supreme Lord, in Vaikuntha realm, he asks for some, you know, using mundane words, he asks for some seclusion. He is absorbed in something, and he asks for some seclusion, and so he asks Jai and Vijay to guard at the door, and then his consort Lakshmi Devi, she herself comes at the door. And Jai and Vijay transcendentally upset that they are preventing him. And then she goes, and eventually, of course, she makes it to the Supreme Lord. And then as it happens, she says, you know, your servants, you should do something about them. So the Supreme Lord Vishnu, he is like, you know, he's in this tight spot. I mean, they are his servants, but here is his, you know, consort. He was asking that, you know, something be done with his doorkeepers. So he says, okay, you know, all right, thank you. So he makes peace with the goddess of fortune, and then sort of that pastime, for that time being, it sort of pauses there. And then you go fast forward in time here, and then this happens. So I'm just showing you how, you may already know all these things, but the Supreme Lord's pastimes, I mean, not a blade of grass moves without the will of Krishna. So, you know, we should be able to connect all these dots so we don't sort of have some misconceptions about these pastimes. And so then, you know, Jai and Vijay come, the core Kumaras come, and then Jai and Vijay again, they check him. So like, and then, so it's almost like the Supreme Lord, and it is long, as I said, you can read 15th and 16th chapter, the Supreme Lord inspiring the four Kumaras to sort of curse Jai and Vijay. So they go down. It's almost like the Supreme Lord, he didn't want to do it. But then he's using his instruments to bring about, I mean, in a way to satisfy his consort, to have a fight, you know, with one of his own, you know, so many things like that. So all that is happening here. And then here they're asking for a benediction. As they're going down, they're asking for a benediction. That please, you know, the biggest loss will be to actually forget Krishna, forget our Lord. And so they receive the benediction. You know, And that's the reason also, I mean, external reason one can say, why, you know, Kamsa and, you know, Shishupala and Dantavakra, yeah, you could Kamsa, Shishupala and Dantavakra, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Kumbhakarna and Ravana, they were like, they were completely absorbed in Krishna. So this is that, the verse is there in the third canto as well. Okay, so I just wanted to share on that. And then, so coming back to today's verse. Thus checked by the doorkeepers, giant, this is again, sorry, not today's verse quite yet, this is their being cursed. You two foolish doorkeepers, they said, being agitated by the material qualities of passion and ignorance, you are unfit to live at the shelter of Madhudvisha's lotus feet, which are free from such modes. It would be better for you to go immediately to the material world and take your birth in a family of most sinful asuras. So now, today's text, so Prabhupada is focusing on one word here, sarva-bhutatma bhutam. In this verse, the word sarva-bhutatma bhutam is very significant. The Lord is equally situated in the core of everyone's heart. Thus, he cannot be envious of anyone or friendly to anyone. For him, everyone is the same. Although he sometimes seemed to punish someone, this is exactly like a father's punishing his child for the child's welfare. So in this material world, you know, we have some conceptions about auspiciousness and inauspiciousness. But Srila Prabhupada has explained that in the material world, actually everything is inauspicious. Even those things that are seemingly auspicious is the presence of devotional service, somehow, the Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada says. So, that's one. So here, Prabhupada is helping us understand that it is not what it looks like. The conditioned soul, he has the tendency to look at the Supreme Lord through, you know, how he sees the world. There is one aphorism, Vedic aphorism called Atmavan Manyate Jagat. Matlab, meaning, I see the world, as I see myself, I see the world. So, I am under the influence of illusion. I am under the grips of, you know, lust, anger, greed, envy, and so on and so forth. And so I perceive that everybody else also is under that influence, including the Supreme Lord and, you know, the pure devotees of the Lord. And that's why Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chamaya divyam evam yo veti tatvada. If one understands the transcendental nature of my birth and my activities, then such a person will never take birth again. So Krishna's activities, they are completely on the transcendental platform. They are not, you know, they are not affected by the three modes of material nature. But then, we see it that way because of our illusion. A simple example that is given is, you know, when we used to go to the movie theater, or even now when we see something, like when we, let's say we go to a movie, well, the first thing that is, well, besides buying popcorn, once you go in, I mean, the lights have to be turned down. The light has to be turned out. And then when the lights are turned down, and then you are seeing whatever is in front of your screen, then sort of you transport yourself into what you're seeing on the screen, you know. And if somebody turns on the light, you will sort of yell at them, "Hey, turn off the light." And similarly, as we are watching a movie, there are also personalities sitting next to us. But then we are, in a way, it's just me and the movie. I'm just completely absorbed in the movie. I'm not even, I'm oblivious to the person next door. So similarly, the devotees are explaining. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, He's actually right there in all of our hearts. He's sitting right there next to us. But then, how do we forget the Supreme Lord? How can we forget the Supreme Lord? You know, in a way, the light has to be turned off. You know? And so this material world is created. If somebody wants to forget Krishna, somebody wants to enjoy independently of Krishna, then they can do so. A whole playground is created for them. And then we are given free will. We are given the false ego, the material mind, the material intelligence, the material senses, the material body. And so if we choose to forget Krishna, we can forget Him. So it's a complete package. So this devotee was explaining how. And these doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay, they are saying, well, that's the worst thing that can happen. We don't want to forget Krishna. Somehow or the other, we have offended these devotees. And so, it's just that we be cursed, but it will be unbearable for us to forget Krishna. So please, give us that benediction, that somehow we can remember Krishna. So these doorkeepers, although they come, they remember Krishna. And seemingly, externally, inimically, again to all assist in the pastimes of the Lord. That's how they remember. But the conditioned soul, we have somehow the yadrichaya, we have this tendency, desire to enjoy independently of Krishna. And then we come here and we forget Him. Then we forget Him and forget Him. But then the Supreme Lord, He is favorable. He is equally disposed to all. So He hides Himself in the hearts of all living entities. And He is patiently waiting that if somebody were to turn towards Him, He can again, give Him direction. So the Supreme Lord, especially the Super Soul, He doesn't interfere in somebody's free will choices. But as we discussed last time, but the devotees of the Lord, they are even more merciful than the Supreme Lord. They intervene, like that. They intervene and then they interrupt, so to speak, the free will choices that the conditioned soul is making. And they try to awaken the example that, like a parent, they have many, many, many children. So on one level, they don't have any one more dear than the other. But if they see, a child, one of the child, if they want to act in the relationship with the parent, or if they are dependent on the parent, or they need the parent like that, then their concern or care or affection goes towards them, perhaps more than others, like that. But it's not a show of partiality. It's ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. As one approaches Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. So if somebody approaches Him favorably, Krishna reciprocates with him favorably. If somebody approaches Him unfavorably, Krishna reciprocates with him unfavorably. So He's not partial. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is explaining here in this purport. And then punishment. So He is sometimes seen to punish someone. This is exactly like a father's punishing his child for the child's welfare. The Supreme Lord's punishment is also a manifestation of the Lord's equality. Therefore, the Lord is described as Prashantam Samadarshanam. So again, the conditioned soul, as I was explaining earlier, his perspective, it is very, very limited. he just has a slice of time that he can see. He doesn't know past, present and future. But the Supreme Lord, he knows past, present and future. Like this common question, why do bad things happen to good people? So without a conception of karma, reincarnation, the soul, the time factor, prakriti, without a proper understanding of all these, one cannot make sense of them. So in one sense, there is nothing called an accident in this material world. We say, accident happened. So our understanding of accident is, meaning when we say an accident happened, something that we didn't want to happen, that's an accident. But from the Supreme Lord's perspective, everything is happening perfectly as it should. If somebody, it's like infallible justice. One may seemingly escape, the laws of nature, laws of the state here, for a day or two or an year or, a decade. But then there is infallible justice. Again, I'm not trying to strike fear into our heart, but trying to make sense of, how can we explain some of these really bewildering things that happen, even atrocities, great atrocities that happen, in this world, in this material world. So one has to have, an understanding of these ideas to, help understand, reconcile, so that we don't try to blame God, for things that are happening in this world or to us. The Supreme Lord, He is the well-wisher of everyone. And His punishment is also a reformation, like Prabhupada gives the example. Only 1/4 of His creation is the jail system, the material world. 3/4 of His creation, there is complete freedom. And Prabhupada gives the example, like even in a city, the jail system, hopefully, they are very few. You don't have like jails all over the city. There are few, and the people that don't abide by the laws of the state, they are in the jail. And again, the idea is that the jail system is a reformation system. So similarly, Prabhupada is explaining that this material world is created to reform ourselves. Somehow or the other, we have turned our attention away from God. And if you choose to forget, we can forget here in this material world, but then it is designed that it will frustrate our attempts to enjoy, And so, somehow or the other, by coming in contact with devotees, but then we wake up, the design. It is the design of the Supreme Lord that we again become awake to self-realization, God consciousness. And so, punishment, like Prabhupada gives an example in one of the scriptures, I remember earlier, in the purport. When a child is extremely sick, right? So sometimes the parents, and the child is sleeping, let's say. The child is sick, the child is sleeping, and somehow or the other, the child has to take their medicine on time. And so the parent, he may pinch the child, to wake the child. So the child may cry because the child was pinched. But then, the whole purpose of pinching the child was not to sort of make this child suffer or give him pain, but to administer the medicine that will eventually cure him or her. So similarly, Prabhupada is explaining that these seeming punishments, the law of karma that is there, they are like this pinching of the Supreme Lord to wake us up. And so then the devotees, the Vaishnavas, can somehow give us the medicine, inject the medicine. We are open to receiving the medicine. Otherwise, if life is all good, right? People are typically, they are not open to self-realization. So this earthly realm has a good, healthy mix of happiness and suffering. So we can be awake to self-realization. So here, want to just end there. Prabhupada is saying that the Supreme Lord's punishment is also a manifestation of the Lord's equality. Therefore, the Lord is described as Prashantam Samadarshanam. He is peaceful. Prashantam Samadarshanam. Peaceful and without hatred. Samadarshanam, equal to everyone. Although the Lord has to execute His will properly, He is equipoised in all circumstances. He is equally disposed towards everyone. So we will pause here. So meditate upon the Supreme Lord's merciful nature. And in a way, this is very important for us to continue to stay surrendered. Because even in the path of devotional service, there will be some accidents, as Prabhupada cites. Even on the royal road, sometimes there are accidents. So we will face some challenges, you know, on our path as we are trying to walk this path. But then in such circumstances, to keep our faith and understand that the Supreme Lord, you know, He is actually my best friend. I don't fully understand why this is happening with me, but He has some purpose. And if He has given me some circumstance, which is a challenging circumstance, He'll also send me, you know, help, resources, devotees, you know, in various ways, so I can, you know, meet this challenge. So He will not abandon us. He will never give us a challenge or a circumstance and leave us, you know, hanging out there to dry. Okay, so we'll pause here. Today is actually also a very auspicious day. I didn't get time. Today is the appearance of Sri Ramanujacharya. I mean, that could take a whole month to talk about Ramanujacharya. But anyway, go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for a wonderful class. You mentioned that children, and Prabhupada mentioned that children can enter anywhere, you know, because they're innocent. And there's even a verse in the Bible where Jesus says, one should humble himself like a child to enter the kingdom of God. In a material sense, we could see that there's good things of carrying the mentality of a child and kind of bad things. Like children, they never discriminate. They're not racist or prejudiced in any particular way. They kind of see everyone as a friend, and they walk up to everyone friendly. So I remember one incident when my brother was a child, maybe 7 years old. He had a best friend. His best friend was one white kid. And then, you know, maybe all of a sudden, you know, his friend's mentality, disposition changed towards my brother. He came to school one day and said, I can't talk to you no more. And so my brother was like, why not? He was like, my mom said you have lice in your hair. So his mom, you know, has some, you know, prejudice. So anyways, children, the whole point is that children are, you know, equally disposed towards everyone. But at the same time, we can see that this mentality is not good because, you know, they have to deal with strangers, people who have demoniac consciousness, so it's not good. So from our practical point of view, as far as our spiritual life is concerned, you know, it's described that, you know, we should always seek good association naturally. And so my question is basically, because this reminds me in Prabhupada's purport of the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse 35, he mentions that, you know, one Diksha Guru, but you can have unlimited Shiksha Gurus. So sometimes, you know, everyone has their natural speaker that they like to listen to. That's natural. I do too, of course. But how can we, I'm not sure how to formulate, how can we, you can't be around them. Is it proper to see that devotee as, you know, as essentially Krishna speaking through that devotee saying, you know, for me to be more tolerant and forgiving. Otherwise, there's no question of, and that's kind of, you see as a shiksha, that's an instruction. If I'm being frustrated all the time around a particular person, that means I have work to do. You know, Krishna speaking through that person telling me to be more merciful, more tolerant, more forgiving. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's no meaning to these words. So how can one kind of carry the mentality of a child, which is very nice, but also associate with devotees, you know, respectfully in a proper way, without always, you know, saying this devotee is the cause of my frustration, my blame, my bad, he's bad association, or their, she's bad association. So how can one deal with this dilemma in a proper mentality, in a proper way?
Okay, thank you. Big question. I think even in the Bible, there is a saying, right? The innocent Right? The innocent shall inherit the kingdom of God. So what's is wanted? Yeah, the child. We don't want childishness. We want the childlike innocence. You know, the childlike innocence, the simplicity that is there. Because simplicity, as Prabhupada says, a simple and a grateful heart is actually the key to going back home, back to Godhead. So somehow, if we can maintain the innocence, you know, of children. Many devotees have explained that, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was such a personality. His innocence, you know, just charmed everyone. There are even some examples. This came for him, and they arrested him, and he had to spend some time in jail. And so Prabhupada asked him, you know, what was your, you know, crime? Why did the police come and get you? They said, oh, Prabhupada, you know, I used to do some drugs. I said, oh, I also used to do drugs. So he used to have a pharmacy. Prabhupada used to have a pharmacy, and he would give drugs. You know. So anyway, so that, and then there's so many other examples where, you know, Prabhupada's, like, you know, innocence, or Prabhupada says, you know, many times, you know, I can walk into a room full of naked women and not be affected by it. You know, frivolous and, you know, playful, that is also there. But anyway, so if we can somehow, you know, preserve that innocence and simplicity, that will help us in devotional service. And the children, yeah, they are not really, you know, in a way, judging. Like, I mean, even like my son, you know, Gaur Govinda. I mean, of course, you know, devotees, you know, he has a special, I mean, he loves devotee association, but then, you know, there are some neighbors that he has, you know, and they come and play with him. And I mean, he is like equally, you know, of course, so as you said, we try to be in such a way that, you know, they come to our home and he associates with them in our presence, so the other children are also, you know, getting some benefit. But as you're saying, in our heart, if or children are coming to play with my son, I mean, he's split. I mean, so I'm saying they are coming to associate with him, and we are saying, like, no good. You know, so like, what's going on here? I mean, sort of indoctrinate or to program our children at some private school, homeschool. I mean, are we better? Are they worse? So we have to be very, very careful. I mean, we are trying to be very careful in not sort of passing on, you know, our judgments and, you know, to our children. But of course, it's also our duty to, you know, to protect them and teach them, you know, as Allah, help them see things as they are, you know, and then a time will come. So your question, another question was, how can we, in a sangha of devotees, there are different devotees. So Prabhupada writes, one Diksha Guru, but one can receive Shiksha from many. Yes, one devotee was sharing that actually through all the devotees we can learn. In a way, some devotees are showing us what we could be doing, what we should be doing. And some devotees are showing us what we should not be doing. And so it's not a judgment upon them, but then, you know, through them we are learning. Like even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, right? In a way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he uses one of his own, like Chota Haridas. Especially us devotees, we live in our own bubbles. You know, we don't interact with the outside world. So then how are we going to learn anything, in a way? So in a way, the Supreme Lord, he uses all of us, each other, he uses each other for our mutual purification, in a way. You know, like Prabhupada gives the example of, you know, when the fan is turned on, it doesn't come to a stop right away. So Krishna, actually, he uses, you know, our conditioning, our karmic, you know, actions and reactions, you know, that we may be destined for before we come into this devotional service, but now we have come into devotional service, but he uses that, you know, in a way, so it becomes like bhakti. It's like bhakti, it's not karma anymore. But then he uses that. That conditioning, you know, as you're saying, our way of speech. Like a devotee speaks harshly to us. So two things one can conclude from that. As you said, one is, well, I need to learn, Krishna is asking me to be patient, tolerant, forgiving. That one. Second also is, well, I mean, you can take it for granted that I must have spoken harshly to somebody else. And it may not be him, it may be somebody else, but then it is coming through this devotee. So, like that. We can take. Another thing is, when we are in such a wide sangha of devotees, if we are very, very clear about what we are receiving from our primary, connection, like our Siksha Guru, our Diksha Guru, and those that are really involved in our life, if that Siksha has to be very, very clear, very firm. And if I'm firm in that, then I will notice that actually anybody else that is speaking, is actually resonant with that. Because if somebody is speaking based on Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, it has to be resonant with the Siksha that I'm already receiving. It cannot be anything like, else. Prabhupada writes, the Guru is one. So the person that is there, he doesn't become irrelevant or insignificant. I mean, it's like I don't even see the person. I mean, like I'm sitting in the Vyasa Sun, but you're seeing, like, I don't know, and he's joking with you, like Jai Jagannath. I mean, it's not like that. I mean, so whoever is our, primary source of connection, that Vani association is there. And then if I'm taking somebody else's Vapu or Vani association, oh, thank you for reminding me. I mean, it's a simple thing you can do. Well, thank you for reminding me. Everybody, we need each other. And there's no doubt about it. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I have one last joke, comment. you mentioned that we should be innocent like a child. So suppose we have, in theory, mastered the innocence of a child. I already know the answer. It's probably not a good idea for us to walk in a room of naked women still, probably. Huh? Like Prabhupada, walk in a room of naked women. That's probably not a good idea for us, probably, right? Even if we have mastered the innocence.
No. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll end here. Just stretching? Okay. You have something or are you just stretching? Stretching, okay. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Чего, как будто рубец?